Skater Girl Grows Up. Avril Lavigne discusses music, fashion, and charity work with Talk Asia.
She stormed onto the international stage with this anthem of teenage angst. Nine years later, and with this, her latest single. Canadian singer-songwriter Avril Lavigne still proves to be a firm favourite.
One of the things that's really interesting about you is that when you look at songs that are, you know, the more upbeat ones like Girlfriend, they're really sort of, you know, bratty happy. But then the more slow tempo ones like When You're Gone, they're a lot more thoughtful and kind of anguished in a way. Does that contradiction tell us something about you as a person?
Yeah. As a human being, I have different emotions, and I'm a very deep person. Sometimes I can be very serious and introverted and quiet, and, you know, I think a lot, and that's why I'm a songwriter, because I go to that place. And of course, then there's a side of me that, you know, just a chick. I like to have fun. I like to be spontaneous. I like to live on the edge a little. So, you know, I love with my music to have that diversity and to go out on stage and to rock out and to have my guitar and run around. But I also love the feeling of just sitting down on a piano and just singing alone to that. So that's why music's great. I get to express all the different sides and different emotions to me as a person.
Let's talk about your fashion sense, because your look has been emulated by fans, you know, right back since the days of Complicated. These days, though, you're on the front cover of magazines. How's your style changed over the years?
Well, definitely, I would say, since my first album, my style is, it's a little more feminine than before. On my first album, I was wearing a lot of the guys' pants, baggy clothes, and stuff like that. I mean, I was 17, and I was kind of a little tomboy. And you would never have seen me wearing a dress or heels on my first record. Now, I'm a lot more into fashion, and I have a clothing line. And it's called Abby Dawn, and I started that a couple years ago. And fashion really ties into my music. Like, I have so many photo shoots and video shoots, and I'm up on stage, so, you know, I'm constantly thinking about what I'm going to wear and what I want to wear and how I want to express myself. So it's been really fun to kind of see with each album when I change, to see the fans at the show kind of emulate and my style. And the first record, a lot of the kids in the crowd were wearing neckties like I was.
Yeah.
Now you'll see a lot of girls with pink hair, and it's cool.
Early last year, Avril Lavigne created a foundation in her name. Its aim is to work with other charitable organizations to raise awareness and support children and teenagers living with an illness or a disability.
Recently, you've definitely been giving back through your Avril Lavigne Foundation. Tell me about it, and also what it means to you to be in a position to do something like that, something that's truly good.
I've had a lot of opportunities to give back and to do charity events and get involved with different programs and stuff. And basically, I just wanted to take it to the next level to really be able to give back as much as I possibly can. So I wanted to have my own foundation for a while, and now that I'm just starting it, I'm so excited because it's going to be a huge learning process, and I can't wait to get my fans involved so they can contribute. And I'm developing programs right now, so